South Korea has taken a significant step in its evolving approach to cryptocurrency regulation by lifting a near-decade-long ban on corporate investments in cryptocurrencies.
This decision, which reverses a prohibition in place since 2017, marks a pivotal shift from outright restriction to a framework of controlled permission.
The policy change reflects the government's recognition of cryptocurrencies as a legitimate asset class and signals a maturing regulatory environment.
By allowing corporations to hold and invest in digital assets under strict safeguards, South Korea aims to balance innovation with risk management, positioning itself as a key player in the global fintech landscape.
This move is part of a broader strategy to integrate blockchain technology into the financial system while addressing systemic risks and fostering institutional participation.
The implications of this shift extend beyond corporate finance, influencing the broader crypto market, regulatory frameworks, and South Korea's role in shaping the future of digital assets.
What the new rules actually mean for companies?
The lifting of the ban does not equate to unrestricted access to cryptocurrencies.
Instead, the government has introduced a set of strict safeguards to manage risks for corporations.
These measures include caps on investment amounts and asset limits to prevent excessive exposure.
For example, companies are required to maintain a diversified portfolio, ensuring that cryptocurrency holdings do not dominate their balance sheets.
This controlled approach allows businesses to explore blockchain-based assets and treasury strategies, while providing regulators with oversight to maintain financial stability.
For domestic companies, the new rules open new avenues for treasury diversification.
By incorporating cryptocurrencies into their investment portfolios, firms can hedge against traditional market volatility and potentially achieve higher returns.
Additionally, the policy enables businesses to engage in payment innovations, such as using digital assets for cross-border transactions, which could reduce reliance on traditional financial intermediaries.
This aligns with the growing global trend of corporations adding digital assets to their balance sheets, as seen in the United States and Europe.
The decision also positions South Korean companies to deepen their engagement with the Web3 ecosystem.
Web3 technologies, which underpin decentralized applications and blockchain platforms, are increasingly being adopted by industries ranging from finance to entertainment.
By allowing corporate investment in cryptocurrencies, South Korea is encouraging businesses to explore opportunities in decentralized finance, DeFi, non-fungible tokens, NFTs, and other blockchain-based services.
This could accelerate the adoption of Web3 technologies within the country, fostering innovation and competitiveness in the global digital economy.
However, the new rules are not without challenges.
Corporations must navigate a complex regulatory environment, including compliance with anti-money laundering, AML, and Know Your Customer, KYC, protocols.
The government has emphasized the need for transparency and accountability, requiring companies to disclose their cryptocurrency holdings and ensure they align with national financial stability goals.
These measures aim to prevent speculative bubbles and mitigate the risks associated with volatile digital assets.
Part of a broader strategic vision.
The lifting of the corporate crypto ban is not an isolated event, but a key component of South Korea's broader strategy to integrate blockchain technology into its financial system.
The government is actively working on two major fronts: stablecoin legislation and the evaluation of spot crypto ETFs.
These initiatives reflect a commitment to creating a structured regulatory framework that supports innovation while safeguarding investors and the broader financial system.
Stablecoin legislation.
Stable coins, which are cryptocurrencies pegged to fiat currencies or other stable assets, play a critical role in bridging traditional finance and the crypto market.
They are widely used for trading, remittances, and as a medium of exchange, making them a priority for regulators.
South Korea's proposed stablecoin legislation seeks to establish a dedicated legal framework for these assets, addressing issues such as reserve transparency, issuer accountability, and consumer protection.
The legislation would likely require stablecoin issuers to maintain sufficient reserves to back their tokens, ensuring that users can redeem their holdings without risk of insolvency.
It may also impose licensing requirements for stablecoin operators, similar to those for traditional financial institutions.
By creating a clear regulatory environment, South Korea aims to foster trust in stablecoins while preventing their misuse for illicit activities such as money laundering or fraud.
This approach aligns with global efforts to regulate stablecoins, as seen in the European Union's proposed markets in crypto assets, MiCA, regulation, and the United States' ongoing discussions on stablecoin oversight.
Spot crypto ETFs.
The evaluation of spot cryptocurrency exchange-traded funds, ETFs, represents another critical component of South Korea's regulatory strategy.
ETFs are investment vehicles that allow investors to gain exposure to cryptocurrencies without directly holding the assets.
Following the landmark approval of spot crypto ETFs in the United States, South Korea is carefully considering how to introduce these products to its market.
The potential approval of spot crypto ETFs could significantly expand access to digital assets for institutional and retail investors.
By offering a regulated and diversified investment vehicle, ETFs could reduce the volatility associated with direct crypto ownership and attract a broader range of participants to the market.
However, the government is also mindful of the risks, including market manipulation, liquidity issues, and the potential for systemic risks if ETFs become too large.
South Korea's approach to ETFs will likely involve a phased rollout, with stringent requirements for fund managers to ensure transparency, risk management, and compliance with existing financial regulations.
The government may also seek to harmonize its ETF framework with international standards to facilitate cross-border investment and avoid regulatory arbitrage.
This initiative underscores South Korea's ambition to position itself as a hub for institutional crypto investment, complementing its corporate policy shift.
The road ahead for South Korea's crypto market.
The lifting of the corporate crypto ban is a powerful signal of confidence in the long-term viability of digital assets.
It suggests that South Korean regulators view cryptocurrencies as a permanent and integral part of the modern financial system, rather than a passing fad.
This shift is likely to spur increased institutional participation, as corporations and financial institutions seek to capitalize on the opportunities presented by blockchain technology.
The policy change is expected to drive further innovation in blockchain services tailored for businesses.
For instance, companies may develop decentralized finance, DeFi platforms, tokenized assets, and smart contracts.